Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thank you for being part of my day. Mr. Humble, at your service. That's what they call me around here. And I'm very excited about having Doug Tatum back on the show. And Doug is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Just finished 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is, and let me tell you about his new gig, assistant professor of entrepreneurship at Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU, out in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you know him from his past gig, leading the Tatum. Tatum LLC organization, whom we still are in touch with, and he's the author of an outstanding book, a landmark watershed book, No Man's Land. But more importantly, he's our good friend, Doug Tatum. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome back, and congratulations on your new gig. Congratulations to the leadership at MTSU. They were very smart to get you up there.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. We just started. A lot of people don't realize it's the largest undergraduate school in the University of Tennessee, in Tennessee State, and so I'm glad to be there.
Well, you know, over the years, Doug, you don't know this, but over the years, we have interviewed a number of people who do what you do for entrepreneurs in the higher education organizations. Vanderbilt, Fisher School of Business. In fact, we just had someone on this week from Fisher School of Business. A Babson. I also had somebody on this week from Babson College.
Oh yeah.
Patricia Green. You may know Patty.
I know Patty very well.
She was just on yesterday, I think it was. And so it's very. We're glad to add you to the role to our roles of real business people who are running entrepreneurial organizations in the halls of education. And I'm very excited about you being there, Doug, because you bring a background to that assignment that the marketplace needs. We need more people who've made a payroll doing those kinds of jobs, not just people who are academics.
Well, and I congratulate the academic world because they're increasingly bringing folks in that have had some academic background like I have, as well as the real world experience, and it's important.
So you've had an opportunity to talk to some of your charges there. And what have you learned from them?
Well, you know, Jim, I think you'll find this fascinating, and your audience might, but I started the class by asking the students to vote on their definition of profit. And I drew on one end of the whiteboard a circle that indicated that profit was your customer's applause for value that you added above your cost, right?
Right. Win-win.
Win-win. And on the other end, I define profit as something extracted from the customer to their disadvantage.
Zero-sum game.
Zero-sum game, short-term scenario. And it was about split.
Really?
And it was shocking to me. And I
half the people thought it was a zero-sum game.
Half the people thought it was a zero-sum game. And so we had an interesting discussion about that. But I think it reflects
Let me stop for a second. Yeah. That what you just told us is the reason why, folks, we need to be teaching entrepreneurship in these schools, not only in high colleges, but in high schools, too. And there are more and more people doing this, by the way. There are more and more high schools that are having entrepreneur curriculum because we've got to change these people's their minds. We don't need these smart people heading off with their pigskin in their hand and their sheepskin, I should say, their diplomas, and thinking that profit's a bad thing.
Well, and I think it's a fundamental issue. I mean, who wants to spend their career doing something that is reflected wrongly in society as being selfish or short term? And these are wonderful students, and I think by the time it's all over, they're going to understand that if you're going to sustain an enterprise long term, you have to add value, or you won't get the votes from the consumers or from your customers. But I tell you, the business world is under attack, And that reflects it in what I would consider to be a very conservatively oriented school by student population as opposed to, let's say, the Ivy League.
Right. In other words, this is not the Murfreesboro, Tennessee is not exactly the People's Republic of Berkeley.
No, and I got to tell you, I've been invited around the world to speak at a number of academic institutions before I started this one. Just got back from Europe, and I won't name the institutions, but I tell you, it is a fascinating experience when you walk into an elite European institution and find out that a good chunk of those students are Asian from China.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, we're going to have to compete in a world where entrepreneurs are going to be key.
When we come back, one of the things I want to ask Doug is something he said a minute ago about business is under attack right now. I'd like to know what he means by that. And we're also going to get Doug to get us some ideas on how you and I can compete in the second decade of the 21st century. 20 till the hour. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.